Hi everyone, welcome back. Now that we have gone through a couple of examples of cash flow statements, we've seen how to prepare them, we've seen the different categories of cash flows and examples of what goes into each category, let's spend a couple of moments and let's talk about how to analyze it. How might a creditor or an investor look at a cash flow statement and make decisions? What sorts of information is the cash flow statement providing to these investors and creditors? And let's go ahead and jump right into this and go to the next slide. And one of the first things that you should look for if you're analyzing a company's cash flow statement is a look at their operating activities, and is the net cash from operations a positive or negative number? For a healthy company, operating activities should be a net positive number. You should have net cash provided, not used, from operations. Now remember what operations are. These operating activities tell us the net income the company would report if they were using a cash basis of accounting. Basically, it's the cash that comes in from our operations minus the cash that goes out related to our business operations. If operating activities are net negative, that's a really bad sign, because that's telling us we're spending more money to run the company than what the company is bringing in from its operations. So one thing you always want to look for, probably the most important thing, the cash flows from operating activities should have a net positive number. You should have net cash provided from operations. That's the sign of a financially healthy company. One that isn't healthy will most likely have net cash used, not provided, from operating activities. That's very important. Go ahead to the next slide with me, and let's talk about the investing activities. Our investing activities, exact opposite of operating, should have net negative cash flow. That is, they should have net cash used from that category. To have net cash used from investing activities means that you're going out and you're spending cash to buy more equipment, or you're spending cash to buy more machinery, or to make investments. That's what we want to be able to do. We want to be able to buy this stuff so we can grow the company. If you show a net positive cash flow from investing activities, well, that means you're selling that stuff off. That means we've sold off some of the equipment, or sold off some of our buildings, or sold off some of our investments in order to generate cash. And that's never a good sign. Hey, yeah, that stuff does happen. Every once in a while, we do sell some equipment, right? You buy new and sell old. That's fine. But what you don't want to see is the overall investing activities category being net positive. That means you're selling off more than you're reinvesting in. And that's also a sign of poor financial health. So for healthy companies, you're looking for operating activities to be net cash provided, i.e. net positive, and investing activities to be net cash used, i.e. net negative. Now the third category, the financing activities, really doesn't have sort of that rule of thumb. The financing activities can be either net negative or net positive, and we really can't read a whole lot into either or. So if it's net negative or net positive, that is not any indication of either good or poor financial health. The two areas you're really looking for, the operating ones should be net cash provided, and the investing ones should be net cash used. Those concepts, they're pretty important. You want to make sure you're comfortable with those. Let's go to the next slide, and let's also talk a little bit about using cash flow numbers to assess liquidity. Now, what we're going to try to do here is, instead of using just numbers from a, say, year-end balance sheet, we're going to try to use numbers from both the cash flow statement as well as balance sheet information at several different points in time to measure the company's liquidity. Now, it's important to note with these ratios, or this one ratio that we're going to deal with, we're going to be based more on the cash basis rather than accrual basis numbers. We're going to try to take numbers out of the cash flow statement and use it as measures of liquidity rather than using just information from the balance sheet. Now go to the next slide with me and let's kind of review a little bit. Remember what liquidity is. Liquidity measures the company's ability to pay its debts as they come due. Now we talked in a previous chapter about two measures of liquidity, working capital, and probably the most common measure, the other one that we talked about, the current ratio. And the current ratio does have kind of a problem. It's got a bit of a disadvantage. And that is, the current ratio makes use of current assets and current liabilities at one point in time, typically the end of year. However, using just the year-end current assets and current liabilities might skew the ratio a little bit, because the year-end current assets or year-end current liabilities may not really be indicative of what the company's position was during the year in terms of current assets and current liabilities. So it may give a somewhat skewed picture as to the company's liquidity. So we're going to try to eliminate that. We're going to try to bring in some cash numbers to try to minimize or eliminate that problem. Go to the next slide with me. And the ratio that we want to talk about is called the current cash debt coverage ratio. The current cash debt coverage ratio. And this ratio attempts to correct the problem that we just mentioned with the current ratio by using numbers both from the cash flow statement as well as from several different points in time from the balance sheet. To calculate the current cash debt coverage ratio, take the net cash provided by operating activities, that one piece of the cash flow statement. Net cash provided by operating activities divided by what we're calling the average current liabilities. We can calculate this average current liabilities by taking the current liabilities at the beginning of the year, January 1st, plus the current liabilities at the end of the year, December 31st, and getting an average by dividing by 2. This mitigates or minimizes the fact that we would just be pulling current liabilities from one point in time. By getting an average of where we were from the beginning to the end of the year, it's a much better picture as to what the company's true ability to pay its debts during the year was. Current cash debt coverage ratio, net cash provided by operating activities, divide by average current liabilities. And you can see there how to calculate the average current liabilities. It's going to tell us the same thing as the current ratio, the ability of the company to pay its debts as they come due, but hopefully it's a refinement in that we're using numbers that give us a more accurate picture of the company's ability to do that. Go to the next slide with me. And kind of what I just said, a big advantage of the current cash debt coverage ratio, we use the information at the beginning and end of the year, so we're not hinging our entire ratio at one point in time. And we're using some information from the cash flow statement. Cash from operations. Right? What could be more liquid than that? However, we do have a problem with this. The big disadvantage with this ratio is there usually are not pre-printed or established industry averages for these ratios using cash flow numbers. So it's real hard to find something to compare it to. And remember, we said that's awfully important. The ratios by themselves are rather meaningless unless you have some point of comparison, such as an industry average or a competitor. So while these cash ratios, such as the current cash debt coverage ratio, may give us a perhaps more accurate picture of the company's liquidity, they're still not frequently used because of the lack of benchmarks or comparison points.